Are you ready to say goodbye to fear, frustration, and overwhelm when it comes to growing and scaling your business? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. Welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino. As a five-time number one international best-selling author and speaker who has been coaching and mentoring business owners and their teams for over 20 years, I created this podcast to be the weekly support group that you needed to get through the toughest days in business. On this podcast, we dive deep into the systems, strategies, truths, and secrets of what it really takes to grow a Beyond Common business. We often dive into things that no one else is talking about, those things under the surface, that when they are in alignment for you or out of alignment, we don't want that. When we get them in alignment, everything in your business and life gets easier and more profitable. So buckle up and enjoy the ride, my friend, because business is not for the faint of heart. Let's go. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond Common Business Secrets. We are so, so grateful that you are here. Today, I get asked this question all of the time. So today I want to share with you the 12 essentials to success that I wish I knew about way, way sooner when I was just getting started at growing a successful business. So today we're going to dive into the 12 essentials that I wish I knew about way sooner and how the sooner you know them and how you can apply them to both your, to like the development of both your personal and your professional life. These are the 12 essentials I wish I knew about. So stay tuned. We are going to have so much fun as we dive into this. And again, I am so, so excited that you're here. So number one, on the top of this list is mindset. So often we're like, no, I'm super positive. And we think that I don't need any work with mindset. I'm here to tell you that I have four main, what I like to call essentials to success that I believe all fall under sort of the quadrant of mindset. And that is, so one through four on this 12 essentials checklist that I'm sharing with you guys is be present. You need to be present. Number two is be nice. Number three is listen. And then number four is be more, do more than expected. All four of these to me fall under mindset. So often we're like, well, I was there. Well, there's a difference between being there, but being present. So the more that we are in the right mindset, that we're enjoying ourselves, we're part of the present moment, then the happier, more joyful we can be. And it's really interesting because people will say, well, that's crazy. Like, no, just tell me the tactical, tangible thing I need to do. And you need to be present. Number one, be present, know why you're there. You know, the more present you are, the more you can actually help serve your clients, your staff, your team, the community. Be present. When you're at home and not at the salon, be present. Take care of your family. There's no sense to have a growing business and then have your family fall apart, right? It's not like none of that's ever worth it. And no one told me that when I was starting out. So be present. Listen for the warning signs that the world, the universe is giving you. It's so, so important. And then number two, be nice. Be the nice that is honest. I'm not saying be nice like a doormat and tell people, you know, whatever you think they want to hear. Be nice enough to tell the truth, to be honest about what's working and not working. Like, don't go to work and complain about your husband to your coworkers or your staff because they can't do anything about it. Talk to him. Don't go home and complain to your husband about like the people on your team that are irritating you, right? Talk to them. See if there's a communication breakdown. What can you do to repair this? So this is all mindset. We think we're being nice by not saying anything. I think it's not nice. I think it's unkind and I think it's tragic. we all have to get really comfortable with having a healthy debate. Now, you could say, hey, Miranda, I really don't like that I've seen you dropping the ball on X, Y, and Z. She could turn around and say, you haven't done X, Y, and Z to set me up, and I didn't know I was still supposed to do that because you haven't been giving me the worksheet to do it, or whatever. The thing is that you cannot speculate or assume. So have a conversation. This is how you be nice, you know? Then from there, it leads us into number three, which is listen. Listen to what people really have to say. Listen with the intention of listening and understanding. Do not seek to be understood. This will lead to your frustration. Seek to understand and listen to understand. Do not listen just to find where you should talk. That is a huge mistake. Whether it's with a team member, a client consultation, you know, maybe there was a challenge, somebody didn't like their color and you're correcting it for a team member. Listen with the intent to understand. People will appreciate this. The energy and connection makes people feel genuinely appreciated, and it makes you really able to solve any problems or challenges as they come. Then number four, do more than expected. When it is, here's the baseline, like whatever your job role is, whatever's on your job description, if you are just doing that stuff on your job description, I love you, but yay you. That means you are meeting the average, like you're like just status quo. Now, if you are going above and beyond, then that's what I'm talking about. Do more, be more. So do things for people that they wouldn't expect. If you're someone sitting here right now going, oh my God, I haven't looked at my job description forever, and I don't even know if I'm doing all of those things, get it out. Maybe it needs to be refreshed. And yes, if you're a business owner, have a job description. Have a job description so that your team knows what's expected of each of them and what's expected of you. It's so important. These roles need to be clearly defined. This way, everyone's on the same page. And then when you move on to the next position in your own company, you can redefine that and rework that job description as well. So be more, do more. It's really hard to expect more from others if we're failing at our own job. And I've been there because it wasn't clearly defined. And I'm like, wait, I'm doing everyone else's job and not doing my job. So I was doing none of them effectively. So epic fail. I had to pick myself up off the ground, pride hurt, bumped, bruised, and realize that, okay, what do you expect from me? Please tell me, and restructure, rework the job description. Doing this will bring tremendous clarity. And this is a mindset thing as well. Like taking the time to do this is good for the mind, good for the heart and soul, good for the communication. So then we're going to move on to growth and development. And this is the next phase. So I feel like I like from the 12 essentials list that I'm sharing with you, these are the things I wish I knew way earlier in my life and career as a business owner. So number five is practice on your time, learn on your time. Number six is have a winning attitude. Number seven is be a team player. And number eight is commit to being the best. So when we say that number five is practice on your time, learn on your time, it means you should always be learning and growing. I always share the story of if I just learned a new technique on how to cut bangs, I probably would not just go into the salon tomorrow and take my brand new client or not. Maybe it's a client I've had forever and ever, and I wouldn't just cut her bangs in this new way without testing it. I'd want to test it on a mannequin. Like if I was observing from the audience and I had never done this or anything like it, I don't want to then like go practice on her because I probably will lose that client. Now, if you have done things 27 million times and you're just pulling out an old trick and making it new again, by all means, you've figured out how to be successful and balance your training and get paid for it. God bless you. That's amazing. So keep doing that. But when you're new and you're growing, you need to invest your own time into learning. So many of the people that go through our Beyond Common Success Essentials are like, this is the most time I've ever invested in myself. And it has given me so much back tenfold. So it's figuring out what areas of your life and business you need to grow and seeking out the training and the practice to get that. Then the next is to have a winning attitude no matter what. Like, it's so easy to have a great attitude when everything's going your way. But when you have people quit, you have clients complaining, you have your hot water tank blow up, do you still have a winning attitude? Like, I would say that my team would tell you that I maybe was more short fused, but they would often say, how are you keeping a smile on your face and keeping it all together when all this bad stuff has just happened in the last 24 hours? And my response would be, I'm gonna focus on the good today, right? Because that's the past. We're working our tails off to fix that and come up with solutions to those challenges. But in this moment, the only thing I can offer is a good attitude because I've got nothing else right now but a good attitude. So have a winning attitude no matter what's being thrown your way. That will make you stand out in the mind of every other possible competition there ever could ever be. So that is a life lesson that if everyone could adapt this, whoa, watch out. The world would be the most amazing place that we all know it could be. So be a team player. This is number 7. Be a team player. Know your role. This is where that job description comes in. Know your role and ask how I can help the team. It is very easy sometimes in the salon industry to feel like you're alone on an island. And even though you work on a team, you're like, I'm one-on-one with my clients and it's only about me. Okay, enough about you, back to me. And the thing is that we may be guilty of following, falling into these traps at some points, but we don't want to stay there long. We need to recognize the ego and call it out. What can I do to serve my team? How does this help everybody win? And this is true if you're the owner and in a leadership position, or you're the brand new person that's just been hired, or you feel like you're the number one person that generates a ton of revenue. Everybody needs to be a team player and everybody needs to contribute to the greater good of how you serve your clients and how you collectively all win. Then number 8 is commit to being the best. This is about being the best version of yourself. This is about not accepting that, you know, oh, I'm so lazy, I don't want to do that. Or, oh, I know I have to post on social media because I'm trying to grow my clients, but I don't feel like it today. How many days are you going to allow yourself to tell yourself that story? This is about commit to being your best. So as long as we're making improvements and progress, getting a little bit better every day, then we know we're on the right path. So the next area is what I like to call self-care to serve. And then I have the final 4 on the checklist that fall into this. So number 9 is love yourself, take care of yourself. So we cannot continue to serve others when we feel empty, depleted, and not worthy of love. When we show no appreciation for ourselves, we have to do a reset here. And that starts with self-love. We need to really take care of what it looks like to love, nurture, and care for our body, mind, and soul. I strongly encourage you, if you haven't grabbed it already, we have a self-love, self-care guidebook that will walk you through some great ideas on how you can implement some self-care and self-love strategies into your daily life. That link is in the show notes, so I strongly encourage you to get that. Then the next one, number 10, is keep meeting new people. So this is so essential to our success because if we're not always meeting new people, we are not growing. And this is so important if you own any type of business. You need to be meeting people in all areas. You need to be meeting new clients. You need to be meeting new partners, people to collaborate with. You need to be meeting new people that can join your team. So this is so important. And this one was not something that came easy to me. I had to reach out to friends that naturally have this radiant personality that magnetically, magically draws people to them all the time. So this to me was something I had to study and learn and get help with because I naturally was never good at this. Though people say, oh, wow, you're so friendly and outgoing. Yeah, didn't start out that way. It's all learned behavior. Totally. Then number 11 is be first to help others. So don't spend all your time thinking about what you want to do. Take action. A lot of us can get tripped up in thinking like, oh, it's got to be this way. Or what are they going to think? Or what's someone's just like, be the first to help others. Think of, okay, if someone's going through anything traumatic, tragic, what would you want or need if you were in their shoes? Now, we're not totally in their shoes, so we might not land on the bullseye every time, but the fact that we're putting ourselves out there in an attempt to help others is always, always rewarded. It's always a good idea. Then last but not least, on the 12 essentials that I wish I knew to be successful in business way sooner is stop lying to yourself. So often we will get stuck in our head and tell ourselves the same old lame story that is not true. It never was true. And we just keep it on repeat. That's your ego talking. That's your ego trying to keep you safe and protected. And there's no growth in that space. So stop lying to yourself. If you want something, get really clear about what it is and go after it. And if people that are not achieving anything that you want to achieve are telling you what to do, stop lying to yourself about the fact that you need or want their advice. We can listen to it and nod, but we probably don't want that advice because so often people that have never taken any action or done anything are going to tell you how to play it safe, how to dim your light, how to like stay small. And God bless, that's just about them. It has nothing to do with you. So you can listen to be kind because maybe it's a loved one, but you don't have to let it in. You don't have to listen. So stop lying to yourself thinking that, oh, well, so-and-so said, yeah, so-and-so doesn't have anything that you want, nothing that's on your heart. So know that these are 12 simple things that we can apply to level up our success and achieve, you know, everything you've ever wanted in your wildest dreams, bigger, better, faster than before. These are so essential to growing a successful salon company, to growing a successful like business behind the chair. They're so essential to growing, you know, like a successful like home life plan. So we have a like template that goes with this. So check the show notes for this, but it is beyondcommonbusinesssecrets.com/checklist. And you can get the free checklist that goes with this and really, really dive deep into, hey, are these areas that I can apply some new skills to? It really is a nice visual. So I cannot wait to hear what you think of the checklist. I hope it's helpful. But these are the 12 essentials to success that I wish I knew sooner to achieve lasting success in all of my businesses. So I wish you happy business building and so much success, joy, and happiness. I cannot wait to see you next week. Take care, and I will see you on the next one. Don't forget to grab your checklist. It's there for you. Take care. Bye. Congratulations on making the smart decision to tune in to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. We are dedicated to empowering female business owners just like you to thrive and achieve beyond common results. We've provided valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiring stories to help you grow and scale your business to new heights. Now it's time for you to take inspired action. Don't just passively listen. Implement what you've learned and unleash your full potential. Whether it's optimizing your marketing, honing your leadership skills, expanding your network, or reaching out to join one of our strategic business growth programs. Join our thriving community of ambitious, supportive women entrepreneurs by visiting and joining our Beyond Common Business Secrets Facebook group to gain access to exclusive resources, connect with like-minded individuals, and unlock endless opportunities for your growth. Or feel free to go to our website, TracyWattSereno.com. Remember, Beyond Common Growth is within your reach. Together, we move into truly thriving. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep conquering. Stay beyond amazing, and I'll see you on the next one.